In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let's turn to Song of Songs.
奉主之圣名，那请先请翻开雅歌，
Song of Songs chapter 7，
请看雅歌第七章。
Song of Songs chapter 7，
雅歌第七章。
Look at verse 1，
请看第一节。
How beautiful are your feet in sandals, O princess's daughter. The curves of your thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a skillful workman.
王女啊，你的脚在其中何其美好，你的大腿圆润，好像美玉，是巧匠的手做成的。
In actual fact, this Song of Songs chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8 are more to talk about the true Jesus Church in the end time, really. This is God's expectation from us.
雅各第六章、第七章、第八章，特别是谈到主耶稣对末世的真教会他的期待。
We have to be shaped, to be molded, to be pruned by the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要让神来给我们琢磨，来给我们雕琢，来给我们除之，使我们成为他的需，成为他所用。
And then we can be very beautiful.
然后我们就可以成为美好。
We need this skillful woman. Skillful woman is Jesus Christ Himself.
我们需要这位巧匠，那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Really, when we are so beautiful spiritually, even the angels in heaven will sing praises to God.
当我们灵性极其美好的时候，在天上，天使也为我们来颂赞。
You know, if you look at verse 13, it's the voice of the angel.
如果我们看第十三节，那就是
chapter 6, verse 13.
第六章十三节就是天使颂赞声。
Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon you.
回来，回来，苏拉密女，你回来，回来，使我们得欢看你。
How do we know this is the voice of the angel?
我们怎么知道这是天使的声音？
Of course, Shulamite refers to the members of the love of Jesus Christ.
当然，苏拉密指的是神所爱的人。
Return, return, O Shulamite, return to where?
回来，回来，苏拉密，要回来哪里呢？
Return to the heavenly kingdom, to the paradise of God.
要回到天上啊，天国，那天上的家。
So that we can look at you too.
所以我们可以看到你。
In the future, TJC members will be with the angels and will be with God.
将来真教会的信徒都会在天国与天使与我们的主耶稣同在。
神 God.
还有我们真神。
Right. How do we know this is actually the voice of the angels?
那我们怎么知道这是天使的声音？
Because if you look at the second part, you can see.
如果我们看第二下半段，我们就可以看出。
It's a reply from the Almighty God.
这就是神的回应。
Why would you see in the Shunammite, as it were, the dance of the double camp?
你们为何要观看
double camps or two camps?
你们为何要观看苏拉密女像观看马拉念跳舞的呢？
God says, angels, of course I know you angels, you have been involved in God's work, you have been involved in mankind's salvation.
当然我们知道，神对天使说，我当然知道你观看了人的工作，你参与了人救赎的工作。
Remember, when Jesus was born, before he was born, the angels announced, or after he was born, the angel announced good news.
我们记得在主耶稣降生之前，天使在天上大声响。
Especially after his birth, the angels announced to the world.
在他出生的时候，天使在天上。
Glory be to God, peace to man. Right.
愿天地上的平安归于众人。
Glory be to God.
愿荣耀归于天上的主。
So the angel would like to see even the beauty, beautiful work of God.
所以天使也来观看神美丽的救赎。
So here it tells us that after we have cultivated ourselves to be beautiful, then even the angels would like to look at us.
所以这里提到，当我们被神所雕塑成为极其美好的时候，连天使他都要来观看我们。
Come back now, you are ready to come back.
回来，回来，你现在要回来了。
Ready, ready, 准备好了。
准备好了要回来了。
But God said, no, not yet.
但是神说啊，还没有。
That's why God said, why would you see in the Shunammite just like the dance of the double camp?
所以神在这里说，你为何观看苏拉密女像观看马拉念跳舞的呢？
What does it mean?
这是什么意思？
This Mahanaim means double camp, two camps.
马哈念代表了两个啊，
营啊，
两个营啊。
In other words, two armies.
就是两个军队啊。
Remember when the Jacob was returning home after so many years, he went home just like an army.
当雅各离开家多年之后，他回家就像军队一样回来。
And at the same time, you know, on the way, he saw another army, another camp of army, the angels.
但在那路上，他却看到了另外一队军队，就是天使的军队。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 2, you can see so clearly, right?
在创世纪三十二章第二节，我们可以看到。
Verse 2, you can see, wow.An army of Jacob, an army of the angels. Two of them together. Wow, very beautiful. In the eyes of God, very beautiful.
所以这里我们看到一个天使的军队，一个是雅各的军队，两个军队在这里相遇，非常的美丽。就是。
So that is why God said, angels, oh, you want to be like them again, you know, you to be like one of the double camps, you want, you know, God's people to nowadays to go back.
所以神像天使说，你们又要像马拉念那个时候一样，要成为这两队军队中的其中一队。
So it's a dialogue between God and the angels. Verse 13.
所以在十三节是神跟天使之间的对话。
That is why we know this is the voice of the angels and the reply of God in verse 13.
所以这里我们可以看到是天使回应啊，还有神回应的声音。
Because of the double camp mentioned.
因为这里提到了两营军队。
That is very clear.
这里非常的清楚。
So the angel would like to see our beauty.
所以天使也要看到我们的美丽。
If you look at First Peter chapter 1 verse 12.
如果我们看彼得前书第一章十二节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 12, you can see the angel, you know, the angels are very keen to be involved in God's work.
我们如果看第一章第十二节，我们可以看到天使他很愿意来参与神的工作。
Look at last part.
我们看第二下半段。
Through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into.
传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
Angels want to know our salvation.
天使也要来看我们的救赎。
Because we are so beautiful, the angels say, "Come back now," but God said, "Not yet."
因为我们是这么的美丽，但是主却对天使说，还没有回，还没有。
Why?
为什么？
Our work is not finished yet.
因为我们的工作还没有完成。
Just like Paul said.
就像保罗说的。
If I were to choose between going back to God or remaining in this world, I would rather go back home, heavenly kingdom.
如果我可以选择是留在地上还是回到天上去与主同在，我是多么盼望的，希望能够与主同在。
But what did he say?
但是他怎么说呢？
Because I've got more work. I've got to take care of you people. I would rather stay a bit longer in this world.
但是我有工作，我必须要来。看管你们，照顾你们，所以我只好留在地上。
In a way, we need to have the Paul's mentality.
我们也要有需要有保罗的心。
We have cultivated ourselves to be very beautiful. We have to do more work for God.
我们要灵修使自己成为美丽，我们就要多多的为主做工。
So this why in verse 1 is very clear. Chapter 7 verse 1.
所以第七章第一节非常清楚。
So how beautiful are your feet in sandals or princess's daughter?
你的王女啊，你的脚在鞋中何其美好。
This is more. If you look at the content from verse 1 onwards, we can see actually the voice of praises from the angels.
我们从第一节以下就可以看出来，这是天使的颂赞的赞美。
Yes, okay, you don't come back now, God says, but I can. We would like to praise you more.
好，天使说，我们虽然你们还没有回来，但是我却要为着你的美丽来向你颂赞颂扬。
Are your feet in sandals？
你的脚在其中何其美好！
Princess's daughter, of course, refers to us, the believers.
王女当然是指的我们每一位信徒。
But here he said, our feet are so beautiful.
但是这里说我们的脚非常美好。
What are feet？
我们的脚是什么
？Feet are external behaviors.
这个脚代表的我们外在的行为。
People can see our feet.Quite easily,
人可以很容易的看到我们的脚。
In the Bible, it's very clear. Feet means our livelihood, our lifestyle, our deeds.
在圣经脚就代表着我们的生活，我们的行为，我们的外在的表现。
If you look at the feet actually in the sandals, covered by the sandals.
但实际上脚是
Look at verse one, huh?
是穿在鞋中隐藏起来的。
And yet, still very beautiful.
但是仍然是非常美丽。
What does it mean?
这是代表什么意思
？It means spiritual beauty.
这就是我们属灵的美丽。
It means a so-called good reputation.
就是我们有好的
名声。This is what Paul emphasizes.
这是保罗所强调的。
He emphasizes good reputation.
他要我们有好名声。
Remember, he said so clearly in one of his verses on 2 Corinthians, you can see, oh, we must diffuse the fragrance of Jesus Christ.
在哥林多后书，保罗说我们要带着基督的香气。
That is good reputation.
就是我们的好名声。
If our reputation is good,
假如我们的名声很好，
this good reputation cannot be covered.
这个名声，这个好名声是没有办法隐藏的。
Look at the feet.
看，我们看看脚。
Feet in sandals, still very beautiful.
即使脚在鞋当中，仍然看起来非常美丽。
Because usually, when the if the feet are in the sandals, it's not very easy to see the feet.
当脚穿在鞋子当中，我们实际上看不到，很难看到脚。
But then he says, "How beautiful your feet!"
但是这里说，你的脚在鞋中何其美好。
It means our beauty can be seen by people.
这代表我们的美丽可以被众人来看见。
Our lifestyle can be seen by many people.
我们的生活可以被众人来看到。
That is Paul. That's why Paul says we must diffuse the fragrance of God.
这就保罗说，我们必须要带着基督的香气。
Whether we are good or bad, people know.
我们不管是好是坏，众人都知道。
But we want others to know that we are good, so that people can through our fragrance and come to the Lord.
但是我们希望人家可以认为我们是好的，可以借着我们所发出的香气吸引他们来到主前。
Is it not the desire of the Lord Jesus?
这就是难道不是神所要我们做的吗？
That is what one of the hymns tells us. Let others see Jesus in you.
这就是我们赞美诗其中一首，让别人在让别人在你里面看到主。
We need to ask God to help us.
我们必须求神帮助我们。
So that our feet.Can diffuse fragrance of Christ.
所以我们的脚可以发出基督的香气。
Right, Second Corinthians chapter 2.
在哥林多后书第二章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Now verse 14.
第十四节。
Now thanks be to God that who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of the Lord's knowledge in every place. So that we, to God, the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. In other words, we are fragrance. That means our behaviors after believing in Jesus.
这里说我们就是那馨香之气，就是我们相信主之后我们所做的行为。
God's workers,
我们是神的工人。
God's workers must be fragrant.
神的工人必须带着基督的香气。
Actually, God desires everybody, not just the workers of God, but every member, every believer to be fragrant.
但是实际上，神要我们每一位信徒都带着基督馨香之气。
He wants us to be really be able to preach His gospel throughout the whole world.
他希望我们每一个人都能够将他的福音传到世界。
Not just by His power,
并不只是单单靠着他的
能力。Not just by the Holy Spirit,
并不单单只是靠着圣灵。
Not just by the truth.
并不单单只是靠着真理，
by our deeds.
但是靠着我们的行为。
Many people have come to the true church because they have seen the good deeds of the TJC members.
许多人来到教会，因为他看到真教会信徒美好的行为。
Of course, after they have seen this, they must build their faith upon the truth.
当然，他们看到之后，他们就必须要照着真理而行。
But just looking at people, no good.
但是我们看到人
只是看 only looking at people to build our faith is no good.
只是看到人并不好。
Just looking at people and say, oh, this is not the true church. This is not faith.
只是看到人说这个不是真教会，这样的评断并不是带着信心。
This is not truth, 不是真理。
这个不是真理。
Truth is everything mentioned in the Bible. You have the Holy Spirit, you have the truth, you have the Word of God, you have the true Jesus Church, you have good behaviors.
真理
must come together.
包括了许多方面，有真理，有圣灵，有教会，还有信徒的好行为。
Sometimes they can be one or two members who are not very beautiful in their feet.
但是有时候有一两位信徒他们的脚并不很漂亮。
But this one or two people can cause the weak members to stumble.
但是他们就会使软弱的信徒跌倒。
Is not true?
这不是这样子吗？
Some people say, "Hey, truth is true, but how can you find one or two people so evil?"
所以有人说真教会里面为什么我们会看到
是真教会是真
是真的吗？难为什么我会看到这一两位信徒他们的行为是这么不好？
Oh, you cannot judge like we cannot judge the truth by behaviors of some people in the church.
我们不能因为一两位信徒的行为而来判断这个教会是真是假。
Oh, look at Jesus.
我们看看主耶稣。
He chose 12 apostles.
他拣选十二位门徒。
是错。And what happened?
发生了什么事？
Not very long, he said, one of you is the devil.
不久之后，他就说，你们中间有一位是属魔鬼的。
Not so, is a 魔鬼，是魔鬼啊。
你们中间有一位是魔鬼。
Is that true?
难道不是这样子吗？
John, remember that? John.
这个记载在约翰福音。
Very sad if we look at this verse.
我们看到这一段经文，心里就会觉得很难过。请看第六，约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章
Verse 70.
请看约翰福音第六章七十节
670. Jesus answered them, Did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is the devil?
耶稣说我不是拣选了你们十二位门徒吗？但你们中间有一位是魔鬼。
Can we say Jesus then is not preaching the truth?
难道我们可以这样说主耶稣并所传的不是真理吗？
The first time Jesus chose the 12 apostles, of course, none of them was a devil. None of them was a devil.
当主耶稣一开始拣选十二位门徒的时候，没有一位是魔鬼。
But now is one of them is not was but is. I mean now.
但是其中有一位是魔鬼，他到今天还是魔鬼。
现在，
到现在还是魔鬼。
Why?
为什么
？He changed.
因为他改了，他变
了。Judas Iscariot became bad because of greed for money, for wealth.
他改变了，因为他。贪完钱，他贪心。
Therefore, his feet not beautiful at all.
所以他的脚就不再美丽，不再漂亮。
God expects us our feet to be beautiful, even in sandals.
但是神在这里希望我们的脚能够极其美好，甚至在鞋子当中也是美好。
In other words, we don't talk about our goodness, but people know.
就是提到我们的好品，好品性。
We don't want to tell others.
我们不需要告诉人家。
But people know.
别人看到他们就知道。
That means feet in sandals are still very beautiful.
这里就是说，脚在鞋当中仍然是极其美好。
This beauty cannot be covered by sandals.
这个美好没有办法被鞋子来遮掩。
There's a brother who is very rich.
这有一位很有钱的弟兄。
He said, "I want to help your brother and sister. Come, I help you. I give you money." He said.
他说："你们到教会来，
some 我要
帮助你们。
But one condition."
但是有一个条件
，You must not tell people I helped you.
你得到我的帮助，不能告诉任何人。
So he helped many people.
所以他帮助了很多人。
But very soon, people knew that he was helping people.
但是很快的，众人就知道他帮助别人。
Just like beauty in sandals cannot be covered.
就好像脚在鞋里面是不能被隐藏的。
He did not want to proclaim his help to others, but then people could not stop.Telling others how good he is.
但是虽然他不愿意让人家知道他正帮助别人，但是弟兄姐妹们不忍不住就必须就会将他的好行为告诉大家。
We don't need to proclaim our good deeds.
我们不需要来宣扬自己的好行为。
God knows.
神知道。
Members know.
我们众人信徒知道。
Even people outside the church know.
教会之外的人知道。
How wonderful.
这是多么美好。
External behaviors can be seen quite easily.
外在的行为很快的就会让众人看见。
Come back to Song of Songs chapter 7.
我们看回雅歌第七章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
The curves of your thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a skillful woman.
你的大腿圆润好像美玉，是巧匠的手做成的。
Curves are not easily seen. Of the thighs are not very easily seen.
大腿也不容易被看见。
But here you can see the thighs are so beautiful.
但是你可以看到这个大腿是这么漂亮。
With curves.
大腿是非常的圆润。
In other words, it's muscular, it is healthy, it is strong.
他充满了肌肉的线条，非常的健康，非常的强壮。
Who has done it?
谁有这样的大腿
？Skillful woman，
就是啊 ，skillful
woman， 巧匠。
巧匠。
Jesus has actually carved us so that our thighs are very beautiful with curves.
神雕塑我们，我们的大，使我们的大腿圆润，非常的美丽。
What does it mean?
这是代表什么意思
？By the way, when we study Song of Song, we got to have a pure mind. This is about our relationship with God. We must have a holy mind.
有一个提醒，我们在读雅歌的时候，我们要明白这是神的工作的一个象征。我们要用要圣洁的态度来读这些章节。
Because this is God's way.
因为这是神的工作。
Thighs are not very easily visible.
大腿不太容易看见被看见。
The angel said, "Oh, your thighs are so beautiful with curves like jewels."
但是这里说你的大腿圆润，好像美玉。
Jewels means beauty, means value.
好像美玉代表的一个价值。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思？
Feet very visible.
脚非常容易被看见。
You're good or bad, people will know.
你的好或坏很快就被知道。
But the curves of the thighs are not very easily visible.
但是大腿的线条却不太容易被看见。
What does it mean?
代表什么意思
？Inner self.
就是我们内在的自我。
Our heart.
我们的心。
Is it beautiful?
我们心是漂亮的。
People don't know what we think.
人们不知道我们想。
God knows, people know.
但是神知道。
We do things in the absence of people, but God is always present.
我们在私底下做的事情，神他知道。
人不知道。
人虽然不知道。
This is the thighs we're talking about. Even covered, not easily seen, and yet very beautiful.
这是被遮掩的大腿，虽然不容易被看见，但是还是非常的美好。
This is telling us our external.Behaviors or inner self combined will be very beautiful.
这告诉我们，我们的外在的行为、内在的心都非常的美丽。
If our heart is beautiful,
假如我们的心是美的
，obviously your actions will be wonderful.
当然，你的行为也是美好。
Is it not what God wants us to be?
这难道不是神要我们做的吗
？It's possible.
这是办得到的。
Know why?
为什么
？Because of the skillful workman.
因为这位巧匠。
Jesus Christ, who loves us so much, He can help us to become not just externally beautiful, but innerly wonderful and beautiful.
主耶稣是因为这位巧匠，他来帮助我们，让我们内在外在都非常的美好美丽。
If we look at verse 2,
我们看第二句。
Your navel is a round goblet, which lacks no blended beverage. Your waist is a heap of wheat.
你的肚脐如圆杯。不缺调和的酒，你的腰如一堆麦子。
If we are molded by Jesus Christ,
如果我们如果神来塑造我们
，just like Paul says,
就像保罗说的
，we are the workmanship of Christ.
我们是主所做的工。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10,
以弗所书第二章第十节
，it tells us so clearly. Paul says, "For we are God's workmanship through Jesus Christ."
说得很清楚，我们是神借着耶稣基督所做的工。
Then we become a new man, a 新人，变成一个新人。
我们变成一个新人。
Is it not true?
难道不是这样子吗
？After water baptism, we are new. We are created to be a new person.
我们洗礼之后成为新人。
And then we have to be better and better. Whole body must be better.
然后我们要越来越好，我们全身都要更加的清洁。
Here he talks about navel.
这里提到了肚脐。
Oh, it's going up from the feet to the navel now.
我们从脚现在开始谈到肚脐。
What's the navel?
肚脐是什么
？It's a center of the body.
是身体的，
Physically,
是身体
central part of the body.
中央的部位。
It is very important part too, especially before a person is born.
在一个人出生之前，那是非常重要的部位。
Is that true?
难道不是这样子吗
？Without that, the baby could not grow within the mom's womb.
如果没有肚脐的话，宝宝就不能在妈妈的肚子里长大。
It's through that navel, actually, with the cord,
the umbilical
cord, the baby is fed.
借着脐带通入肚脐，这个宝宝可以得到营养。
But here, very interesting. The angel says your navel is round goblet.
但是这里很有趣的，天使说你的肚脐如圆杯。
If you look at the whole body,
如果我们看到我如果我们看我的整个身体
you think what about Paul says
你就会想到保罗所说的
the body is just like a church
教会就像我们身体
different parts of the body different parts of the body making up the whole body the church is what Paul tells us
身体的不同部分就组成了教会这是
保罗的
教训
in the church we have got organization
在教会里面有组织
the center is just like kind of organization
这个身体的中央就像教会的组织
Is not true?
难道不是这样子吗
The church is run by church board for example
比如说教会就是由职务会来管理
It's run by the full-time workers and the deacons and other workers
有传道有长职来管理教会
This is very important
这是非常重要
If full-time workers, preachers are not strong
如果全职的传道圣工人员灵性不坚强的话
if deaconesses are weak
如果执事女执事软弱
if board members are lazy
如果职务会不认真
how can the church grow
这个教会要怎么样成长
but here if you look at the level actually this represents the important workers of God
这里肚脐指的教会重要的工人
but they are rounded goblets
但是他们像圆杯一样
Round, being round means it's very smooth, easy to touch, would not hurt you easily.
圆形就是非常的容易触摸不容易伤害到人。
We must be like rounded goblets.
我们必须要像一个圆杯。
Especially if we are board members.
特别是如果我们是职务会的一员。
We are workers of God.
如果我们是神的工人。
We are responsible workers.
我们带着责任。
We must have love, like that.Whoever meet us, they can sense, they can feel our love.
我们必须带着爱，让我们的弟兄姐妹们能够感受到我们的爱。
If we are workers of God,
如果我们是神的工人
we cannot radiate this warmth of love, then the church cannot grow.
如果我们没有带着这种圆润的爱，那么这个教会是不会长大的。
Warmth.
如果没有带着温暖的爱。
The church cannot grow.
这个教会是不会长大。
Because there are some weak members in the church.
因为在教会总是有软弱的弟兄姐妹。
These are the people you need to love them.
这些是我们所需要爱的人。
If everybody is perfect,
如果每一个人都是完全
you don't need full-time workers, you don't need preachers, you don't need deacons, you don't need any board members.
我们就不需要有全职的传道，我们不需要有执事，我们不需要有教会的工人。
But here it tells us we need to be like rounded goblets.
但是这里告诉我们，我们肚脐要像圆杯。
We are very good to each other in the within the love of Christ.
我们教会在神的爱当中，每一个人都相亲相爱。
And then, which lacks no blended beverage.
这里不缺调和的酒。
酒 in Chinese, but actually in beverage means just a drink.
但是在原文是说调和的饮料。
In other words, whatever drink you have, coffee with milk.
不管你喝的是咖啡或者是牛奶
tea with milk
或者是茶或牛奶
sugar added
有时候加糖
must be stirred up to homogenize to be in homogeneous condition a solution then you can drink it
你必须要搅拌它才可以调和均匀
what does it mean
这代表什么意思
unity in the church
代表教会的合一
harmony among members
教会的和谐
this is called blended beverage
这是说是调和 的饮料
But if we are not good
但是如果我们不好
We work together
我们在一起工作
And I always use the analogy of a sour milk coagulated milk If you use it and put it on tea in tea then the tea is not nice sour not good
如果我常常用这个比喻就是已经坏了的牛奶它是凝结在一起的牛奶放到茶里面这个茶是不能喝的
If we areThis coagulated milk, we cannot work for God.
如果我们是这种结成一团的牛奶，我们就不能为神做工。
Because it could be of too much acid produced by bacteria.
因为在这中间有太多的酸，太多的细菌。
The bacteria means not something no good. We are become bacteria. We disrupt the church. We going to corrupt the church.
如果我们是细菌，我们成为破坏教会的破坏教会的人。
How can we church grow?
这个教会要怎么样长
？So make sure we are.Lacking no blended beverage.
所以我们要确信我们是不缺调和的饮料。
In other words, all workers must work together in unity.
所以教会的每工人能够合一的工作在一起。
And then what will happen?
那么这会发生什么事？
Look at the second part of the verse.
我们看下半节。
Your waist is a heap of wheat, set about with lilies.
你的腰如一堆麦子，周围有百合花。
What is waist?
什么是腰？
Waist means power in the Bible.
腰在圣经里面代表力量。
Paul says, "Gird your waist with the truth, so you have power to fight."
保罗说要腰带，束紧腰带，为真理来。
Truth, truth,
用真理束腰啊，为传道来征战。
West is surrounded by a heap of wheat. It's just like a heap of wheat now.
这里的腰如同一堆的麦子。
What does it mean?
这是代表什么意思？
Every single wheat actually is a member.
每一颗麦子都代表一个信徒。
So, but it's a heap of wheat, a lot.
但是这里是一堆麦子，有很多的麦子。
That means if we are beautiful in feet, wonderful in thighs, and with rounded goblet, lacking no blended privilege, all the brothers and sisters will surround us, the workers of God, to work together.
如果每一个人就像那美好的脚，那圆的肚脐，调和的脚，那我每一个人都在这个教会的工人旁边围绕着，一起为神来做工。
This is what God wants.
这就是神所要我们做的。
What we do will be rejoiced by other members.
我们所做的都能够使所有的信徒感到快乐、喜乐。
That is what Paul says.
这是保罗所说的。
Because he was so much cultivated.
因为保罗是非常有灵修。
He said, "Learn from me."
他说要效法我。
Learn from me because I have learned from Christ.
效法我，因为我效法基督。
If full-time workers, preachers, all the workers can do the same, tell the members, learn from me. Don't you think the church is going to grow?
如果每一位全职的传道人都能够这样对信徒说，来效法我，就像我效法基督一样。
Of course, other workers can do say the same.
当然，所有工人都可以这样子说，那么这教会必然会成长。
This is the promise of God.
这是神的应许。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道？
It's the promise of God.
这是神的
应许。
最后一部
分。And then we will be set with lilies.
这里周围会有百合花。
Lilies represent God's grace.
百合花代表神的恩典。
Jesus one time said, "Look at the lilies. They, you know, they do not spin, do not, you know, grow, do not have to work or toil, and yet God makes them grow."
耶稣曾说，你看，谷中的百合花，它不织线，也不纺纱，但是它仍然那么美丽的漂亮。
That is God's grace.
这就是神的恩典。
So if we can be like round goblet,
所以我们如果能够像圆杯
，and we lack no blended privilege,
我们不缺调和的酒。
That means we can work together in harmony, in peace, in love, not hurting one another.
那么我们就可以一起同心的工作彼此的帮补
，not hurting others,
然后不会伤害任何人。
Peace, peace, and then you can see we'll be very strong because all the members will work together with us because we work together with God.
那么我们一起在工人旁边同工，带着极大的力量，因为我们都是为神来工作。
All the other members will work with us.
然后每一位弟兄姐妹就会与工人一起同心。
Because we work with God.
因为我们为神工作。
This is the grace of God.
这就是神的恩典。
Just like being set with lilies.
就好像周围都有百合花。
And then you can see verse 3.
然后我们就可以看到第三节。
With a holy mind, you can see your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle.
你看到两鹿好像一对小鹿，就是母鹿双生。
What does it mean?
这代表什么意思
？The Lord is using this part of human body, you know, this part of human body to tell us something very important.
神用这个用这一段圣经这个部分来阐明一个很重要的道理。
It means love.
代表了爱。
Love is not just loving man.
爱并不只是爱人。
Love is not just loving God.
爱不只是爱神。
It's a love, twins love, twins love.
就是其实是双生的爱。
When a baby is born, the first thing the mom is to show love to feed the baby with milk, right?
当一个宝宝出生的时候，第一件事情是妈妈用爱来。
Even an animal can do it. Can animal in the wild can do the same because of love.
其实野生的动物也这么做，这里我们看出是爱。
This is to tell us love of God.
这里告诉我们可以看出神的爱。
We must love God and love man.
我们必须爱人也爱神。
Because it says, your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle.
这里好像你的两乳好像一对小鹿。
Gazelle and fawn actually in the previous chapter we can see represent Jesus.
我们看鹿在其他圣经。
小鹿
小鹿在其他经文代表的主耶稣。
We must have the love of Christ.
我们必须要有主的爱。
Jesus loved God, he loves man.
耶稣爱神，他也爱人。
He died for us.
他为我们死。
We have to do the same. We have to love God and man.
我们也要同样的爱主、爱神。
That's why John tells us.
在约翰福音告诉我们。
First John.
第一约翰第一一书告诉我们。
Chapter 4 verse 20.
第四章二十节。
And verse 21, huh?
第一章二十节二十一节。
Look at verse 21. And this commandment we have from him that who loves God must love his brother also.
这里。
Chapter 4 verse 21. First John chapter 4 verse 21.
凡爱弟兄的，爱神的也当爱弟兄。
This is twins love, not just loving God alone or man alone. Loving God and man.
这就是双生的爱，不只是爱神。也爱人。
So verse 3 really tells us the fruit of love.
所以第三节是告诉我们爱的果实。
And if we look at verse 7, verse 8, we can see definitely this means the work of love.
第七节、第八节我们可以看出来，这真的是爱的工作。
Oh, the result of love.
爱的结果。
Oh, wonderful.
这是非常的美好。
So, somebody say, hey, I don't like this member in the church because he offends me, so I don't come to the church.
所以有人说我不来这个教会，因为有弟兄姐妹他冒犯了我。
And some people say, "Oh, I come to church. I don't care about people. I just worship God."
有的弟兄姐妹说我到教会来，我不关心弟兄姐妹，因为我是来敬拜神。
This is wrong.
这是错的。
This is absolutely incorrect.
这是绝对错误的。
We come to church. We love God and love man.
我们到教会来，我们爱人，我们也爱神。
This is your two breasts, like the two forms, twins of a gazelle.
这就好像两鹿好像一对小鹿。
We love God, we love man.
我们爱人，我们爱神。
That's why Jesus says.
这是耶稣说的。
You know, if you cannot love the brothers and sisters whom you can see with the eyes, how can you say you love God whom you cannot see with your eyes?
如果你不能看，你不能爱那看得见的弟兄姐妹，你怎么会可以爱那看不见的神呢？
Jesus said, "This is a lie."
主耶稣说，你这个是说
谎。How do we love God?
我们怎么爱神？
The answer is by loving each other.
就是这个答案，就是我们要彼此相爱。
That is the way.
这就是方法。
The most important way.
也是最重要的方法。
Of course, we also love God by praising Him, by glorifying Him.
当然，我们也借着颂赞来爱神。
And then, if we can do this, we can be truly be useful in this world.
如果我们能够做到这样，我们在能够真的为神来
说。Was four.
我们请看第四节。
And I come into the neck now.
我们现在看到颈项。
Your neck is like an ivory tower.
你的颈项如象牙塔。
Your eyes like the pools in Heshbon.
你眼目像西斯本。
By the gate of Baal Rabim.
在巴特拉并门房的。
Your nose is like the tower of Lebanon, which looks towards Damascus.
你的鼻子仿佛大马色的利巴嫩塔。
What does it mean?
这是代表什么意思
？TJC members must know the Bible quite well.
我们真教会的信徒必须要熟悉圣经。
Song of Songs is not that difficult.
雅歌并不困难。
As long as we pray and read, we can find out a lot of teachings.
如果我们祷告来读经，我们可以发现很多的教训。
Because God would not have written something we cannot understand. What's the point?
因为神不会写一本我们看不懂的圣经，那么有什么用呢
？Look at this verse.
我们看这一节。
What is neck?
什么是颈项
？Neck is mentioned at least three times in Song of Songs.
颈项在雅歌至少提到三次。
First one is in chapter 1 verse 10.
在第一章第十节。
Your necks, the cheeks are lovely with ornaments. The neck with chains of gold.
你的两腮因发变而秀美，你的颈项因珠串而华丽。
All right, chapter 4 verse 4.
第四章第四节。
Chapter 4 verse 4.
第四章第四节。
Your neck is like the tower of David, built for an armory on which hang 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men.
你的颈项好像大卫建造收藏军器的高台，其上悬挂1,000盾牌，都是勇士的盾牌。
And in chapter 7 verse 4, say your neck is like an ivory tower.
在第四章第四节说，你的颈项如象牙台。
Neck in the ancient time, look at the believers, their neck with a lot of chains of gold, chains of gold.金条金链、
在过去景象上常常会有很多的金条金链。
In the ancient time, 古圣徒 the ancient saints.
在古代的圣徒，他们常常这样佩戴。
What does it mean?
代表什么意思
？It means the neck. Neck. If you think about the neck, neck is communication between the head and the body.
景象是连接头与身体的部分。
Communication.
也是
沟通。
沟通。
How do we communicate with God?
我们怎么样向跟神来交通
？Through prayers, most powerful.
就是借着祷告是最有用的。
Of course, reading the Bible also communication.
当然，读经也可以跟神交通。
So this neck communicating with God actually prayers.
我们如何跟神交通，就是借着祷告。
This is the neck.
这是颈项。
This happened in the ancient times.
Harden.
This happened.
这是在古代在古圣徒的时候的颈项。
And also in chapter 4, you can see this neck like Tower of David.
在第四节的景象描述说，像大卫，收藏军器的刀高。
This is referring to the apostolic members, really.
这只是提到使徒时代的信徒。
The neck very powerful.
这个景象非常的有。
How powerful?
怎么有力量
？Like the power, Tower of David.
就像大卫收藏军器的刀台。
Tower of David means victory. Means
军器的高台代表胜利。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道
？Because this can be seen from 2 Samuel chapter 8, very clearly.
因为从撒母耳记下第八章我们可以看出来。
If you look at this verse, chapter four, verse 4.
我们如果看第四章，第四章雅歌四章四节。
It's a beautiful an armory. You can see a lot of thousands of bucklers and mighty men. That means victory.
你可以看到一千个盾牌都是勇士的盾牌。
How did David build his kingdom, the kingdom of God?
大卫怎么样建造他的神的王国？
他的国度 ，through prayers，
他是经由祷告。
God, can I now go out to fight? To fight?
他问神说：“我可以上去攻打攻击吗
？”God said no. He would not go. God said yes, and he went.
神说不行，他就不去。神说去，他就马上去。
Through prayers, he built the kingdom.
借着祷告，他建立了王国。
In the same manner, today we have be powerful in our neck. Chapter 7.
今天。我们在第七章同样有力的景象。
This neck is even better than the Tower of David.
这个景象甚至比大卫的高台更加有力。
Because it's made of ivory.
因为它是由象牙。
Ivory is truly, you know, valuable.
象牙是极其的名贵。
That means our prayers in the end time to build the true Jewish church must be even more, even stronger than the time.
这代表在末世的正教会的祷告，这个祷告甚至比。古代的祷告更加的有力。为什么
？We have the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有圣灵。
We have more work to do than even the apostolic time.
因为我们有更多的工作，甚至比使徒教会的工作更多。
In the apostolic time, they did not preach to more than 200 countries.
在古代，在使徒教会，他们并没有向200个国家传道。
We have to preach to all the countries in the world today.
但是我们必须今天必须向每一个国家。
If we don't have a powerful neck, that means prayer. We cannot do it.
如果我们没有一个有力的景象，代表我们有一个有力的祷告，那么我们是办不到的。
So if you look at, let's come back to chapter 7.
所以我们再看雅歌第七章第四节。
Your neck is like an ivory tower. That means your power is very powerful, pure, good, ivory, valuable.
你的景象如象牙台。代表有力，代表的非常的珍贵。
What would be the result?
这个结果是什么
？Your eyes will be like the pools in Hasbon by the gate of Bathrabim.
你的眼目像西斯本巴特拉并门旁的水池。
Hasbon, of course, is a city of Sihon.
西宏，
西宏，对对。
西斯本是西宏的城市。
And in this city, you can see many gates.
在这个这个城市当中有许多的门，城门。
There's one of them is called Bathrabim.
其中一个门叫巴特拉宾。
But near there, you can see pools very clear with water.
在那里我们可以看到非常洁净的水。
And these pools are so you can see through even the water and see the bottom of the pools.
这个水非常干净，我们可以一眼就看到池底。
It says our eyes are like these clear pools water.
他这里说，我们的眼目就像这个水池一样。
How wonderful!
多么好
！What does it mean?
代表什么意思
？That means if our neck is powerful, our eyesight spiritually can be very clear, very clear.
这代表我们如果我们的景象非常有利，我们属灵的眼睛就会非常的
That means the more we pray, the more our spiritual eyesight will be enlightened.
这代表我们祷告的越多，我们属灵的眼光能够看得更清楚。
So powerful prayers generate spiritually strong eyesight.
所以有力的祷告会带来属灵清楚的目光。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
If you look at what the Bible tells us, Ephesians chapter 1,
如果我们看以弗所书第一章
verse 18,
第一章第一节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18,
以弗所书第一章第一节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 18,
第一章第十八节
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
照明你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
You see, the more we pray, the more our spiritual eyes can see here the riches and the glory of heavenly kingdom, inheritance in the sense that means heavenly kingdom. We can see now heavenly kingdom.
这里有代表我们有更多更有力的祷告，我们的心中的眼睛可以看到圣徒的基业就是天国，今天我们在世上就可以看到那未来的天国。
This is very important.
这是非常重要。
Why we become full-time workers?
为什么我们今天成为全职的
传道？Why some members are very powerful working for God, even though they are not full-time workers?
为什么我们中间有人虽然不是专职的传道，仍然非常能够带着力量
？Because they can see kingdom of heaven.
因为他们可以看到将来的天国。
They know the purpose of life.
他们知道生命的目的。
They don't look at the weak points of members.
他们没有看信徒的软弱。
But they help them, not just look at them.
他们不只看到，并且帮助他们。
This is spiritual eyesight.
这就是属灵的目光。
We need to have this spiritual eyesight.
我们必须要有属灵的眼光。
That's why, without this eyesight, spiritual eyesight, Jesus said the people in the world are blinded. Blind.
所以主耶稣说相对于属灵的目光，这世上的人其实都是瞎眼的。
Oh, that is very sad.
这是非常可惜的。
So we have to pray more.
所以我们必须多祷告。
Look at the same verse again, chapter 7 verse 4, Song of Songs.
请看回第七雅歌七章四节。
Powerful prayers produce a powerful nose. Very good.
有力的祷告能够带来有力的鼻子。
How do we know? Look at this.
我们怎么知道？
Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon, which looks towards Damascus.
因为你的鼻子像利巴嫩塔，朝着大马士。
Tower of Lebanon is usually considered built by Solomon.
利巴嫩塔是所罗门所建造的。
And normally you can see it's facing Damascus.
你可以看它朝着大马士。
At the time, a lot of enemies came from Damascus to attack the people of God.
当时很多的敌人是从大马色的方向过来攻打
圣城，
攻打圣城，
神的选民。And then the Tower of Lebanon is to watch out. Oh, they're coming. You get ready.
但是利巴嫩塔就可以看到他们敌人过来了，要来攻打圣城，攻打选民。
But our nose is like the Tower of David.
但是我们的鼻子会像大卫的塔一样。
What does it mean?
这是什么意思
？Look at Philippians chapter 1.
我们请看腓立比书第一章。
Verse 1, verse 9. Chapter 1, verse 9.
腓立比书一章九节。我所祷告的就是你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
And in English is very clear. It's all discernment, being able to discern evil and good.
在英文的圣经看得更清楚，是你能够分辨善与恶。
Look at Hebrews chapter 5.
在希伯来书第五章。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Hebrews 5:14.
希伯来书五章十四节。
Hebrews 5:14.
希伯来书五章十四节。
Please read.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
In English, you say very clearly the use of the senses, the nose is to sense, or good smell or bad smell, and the nose can sense, can discern good and evil.
这里英文圣经就描写你可以。查闻到那个好或坏。
The more we pray,
我们祷告。
The more we can see heaven,
我们祷告越多，我们看的能够更看清楚
天堂。The more we pray,
我们祷告更多。
Our nose is very sensitive,
我们的鼻子就能够更灵敏。
Oh, this place is evil,
这个地方是是属魔鬼的。
This place is clubbing, no good, don't go.
这个地方有非是败坏的，不要过去。
We can smell sins.
我们可以闻到罪的味道。
We can smell evil.
我们可以闻到恶的味道。
That means we can discern good and evil.
就是代表我们可以分辨好。
This is the power of the neck.
这就是颈项的力量。
The more we pray,
我们祷告越多
，the more we can sense devil coming.
我们就能够更能够察觉到魔鬼
他正靠近。That's why it says the nose is like the tower of David of Lebanon watching towards Damascus.
所以这里说我们的鼻子像黎巴嫩塔朝着大马士。
If we can do this,
如果我们可以办得到
，Look at verse 5.
我们看第五节
，Chapter 7, verse 5.
第七章第五节。
Then our head will crown us like Mount Carmel.
我们的头啊，在你身上好像加密山。
Talk about head now, our head.
现在谈到了头。
What is Mount Carmel?
什么是加密山
？Mount Carmel was the mountain where Elijah defeated 850 false prophets. 850.
在加密山上，以利亚击败了850位巴利的先知。
Is it not true?Not 450 or 850 altogether.
是850位假先知。
What does it mean?
代表什么意思
？He said our head crowns us like Mount Carmel.
这里我们的头，
在上 Mount Carmel，
在好像加密山上。
Crowns us. So
我们的头
just like Mount Carmel，
戴在头，我们的头在我们的身上戴着，好像加密山山顶。
That means victory.
这代表胜利。
That means we can defeat false prophets.
代表我们能胜过假先知。
That means we can defeat evil.
代表我们能胜过魔鬼。
We can defeat devil.
能够胜过。
We can defeat sin.
势力能够胜过。
We can overcome death. 胜过死亡。
我们能够胜过死亡。
Because we are heads just like Mount Carmel.
因为我们就好像加密山。
It is all possible.
这个是可以办到的。
Because of the skillful workman, the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这巧匠。耶稣基督。
好 ，and then what happens?
然后
，and the hair of your head is like purple. The king is held captive by its tresses.
然后你头上的头发是紫黑色，王的心因下垂的发揪系住了。
Hair means obedience.
头发代表顺服。
Purple means blood.
紫黑代表血的颜色。
好 ，hair on your head is like purple. That is even determined, ready to die for the Lord Jesus.A kind of obedience.
带着紫黑色的头发在头上，代表着信徒能够立志为神，甚至来牺牲生命。
This is the kind of obedience.
这是能够带着这样如此的顺服。
Obedience to death.
甚至顺服至死。
James, Stephen, Paul, Peter, all these were obedient to death.
雅各、约翰、彼得，他们都顺服至死。
This is God's grace.
这是神的恩典。
And then you can see the king, the Lord Jesus, is held, arrested by its tresses, the locks of hair on the head.
这里说有很多的头发从头垂下来。
And the king is held captive.
然后这个时候王就被这些头发给系住了。
What does it mean?
代表什么意思
？It means Jesus is so much touched and inspired because of obedience of the saints.
代表主耶稣因为圣徒的顺服。他心被紧紧的吸住。
Many people in the true church, they are not frightened of difficulties, but preaching throughout the whole world.
很多真教会信徒，他们面对的困难，但是仍然向各地的传教。
For example, we have been talking about youngsters nowadays from UK, from USA. They want to go to Africa, they want to go to India to preach the truth.
比如说
，preach by the true church.
我们知道，在英国、在美国，许多的青年，他们愿意到印度、到非洲去传道，为神来做
工。
为什么
？Because they love God so much.
因为他们爱主。
They are not frightened of anything.
他们不怕任何的事。
As we said, this time, we are about at least about 10, I think, people from USA going to attend the Africa Ministry Training in London January next year.
正如我们所说，在美国这次大概有十位的青年，在明年一月要到英国的伦敦来受训。
Why？
为什么
？Because they love God.
因为他们爱神
，They are not frightened of anything.
他们不怕任何事。
This is wonderful.
这是非常好。
This is faith.
这就是信心。
How fair and how pleasant you are.
这是多么的美好。
Verse six.
多么的可悦。
All love with your delights.
我爱你的。
You know, in verse five, the believers determined to suffer for the Lord until the hair is purple with blood.
这里第五节，信徒愿意顺服，基督，直到他的头发变成紫黑色。
It's blood.
就代表了
purple is the part, a very important part of blood.
啊，紫色是，这就代表血，因为紫色是血非常重要的颜色。
In verse six.
在第六节。
Because of verse five, verse six, Jesus says.
因为在因为第五节第六节，耶稣这么说。
Because of verse five. Jesus says in verse six.
因为第五节，所以主神说啊，这样在第六节这么说。
Because from verse one to verse five are the praises of the angels.
因为第一节到第五节是啊天使的颂赞。
And then verse six.
第六节
，The Lord.
主就这么说。
Says how fair and how pleasant you are, my believers, in the true church, all my love with your delights.
哦，我所爱的真耶稣教会的信徒，你是何等的美好，何等的可悦，使人欢畅喜乐。
好 ，And then verse seven.
第七节。
So, this statue of yours is like a palm tree.
你的身量好像棕树。
Palm tree means victory.
棕树代表胜利。
It also means honor.
也代表了荣耀、荣誉。
So we are like a palm tree.
所以我们像棕树。
Jesus says, "I will take hold of its branches."
主耶稣说，我会将抓住枝子。
That means they will accept our works, our love towards Him and towards man.
代表了他啊，接受我们的爱，接受我们的工作，因为我们爱。
How do we know?
爱人的工作，我们怎么知道
？Let now your breast be like clusters of the vine. Clusters. That means a lot.
这里说，愿你的两乳好像葡萄累累下垂，累累代表很多的。
It means works of love, results of love.
这就是爱的工作，爱的结果。
So, it's very wonderful.
这是非常好。
And the fragrance of your mouth like apples.
你的鼻子气味香如苹果。
Apples in the previous one of the previous verses means Jesus, the fruit of Jesus in Song of Songs.
在雅歌前面，苹果代表了主耶稣芬香的气味。
The fragrance, that means our fragrance now is with the fragrance of Jesus.
这里我们的鼻子的气味跟主耶稣的气味一样。
That means we can shine forth the Lord Jesus.
代表我们能够为主发光。
Jesus can, others can see Jesus in us.
人们可以从我们身上看到主。
We have the apple smell, good fragrance.
我们有像苹果一样的香气。第九节。
The roof of your mouth like best wine.
你的口如上好的酒。
This best wine refers to the good words of God.
这个酒代表了美好的工作。
In this context,
在这一节里面。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道
？Because it says the wine goes down smoothly for my beloved.
这里说我为良人下宴舒畅。
Verse nine is part one, Verse nine, the first part is said by the Lord Jesus.
第九节前半是主耶稣说的。
And then the last part is a response from the believers. The end time believers.
下半节是我们末世圣徒的回应。
Yes, my wine goes down smoothly for my beloved, means my Lord Jesus.
因为我为良人下宴舒畅，因表示我们为主来做工。
Everything that we do, God would enjoy, would rejoice in our work. So,
我们所做的一切都蒙神的喜悦。
And more importantly, look at the last part. Moving gently the lips of the sleepers.
更重要是。最后一段流入睡觉人的口中。
Who are the sleepers?
谁是睡觉的人
？Those who are not in the true Jesus church.
这些还没有不在教会里面的人。
Not in the true Jesus church.
不在真教会里，真耶稣教会。
They may be in other churches.
他们或许在别的教会。
They have the heart.
他们有这个心。
They may have love.
他们有爱。
But they don't have the truth.
但是他们没有真理。
They are in the eyes of God still sleepers.
在神的眼中，他们就像睡着的。
We have to love them.
我们必须要爱他们。
How do we love them?
如何爱他们
？Move them gently with the words of God.
要用神的话慢慢的劝导他们
，so that they can be awakened.
所以他们可以醒来。
Can you see how powerful we can be in the end time?
我们可以从这里看出我们在末世有多大的能力。
So from this section we can see it is all possible because of the work of a skillful workman, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这一切都是可能的，因为我们有一位巧匠，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Jesus chops. Jesus actually molds.He, you know, sands us, he saws us, he chops us, he prunes us from the feet to the head.
所以我们可以看出来，主耶稣从我们的脚到我们的头，不断的修饰，不断的修补，不断的剪裁。
Beautiful feet,
美丽的脚。
Wonderful thighs,
大腿圆润。
Rounded goblet,
肚脐如圆杯。
No lacking blended beverage,
不缺调和的酒。
Rest with a heap of wheat.
腰炉一堆麦子。
Set among lilies.
周围有百合花。
Two breasts like thorns of a gazelle, loving God and man.
两乳好像一对小鹿，爱人爱神。
The neck, ivory tower.
如象牙台的景象。
Eyes so bright.
眼目明亮。
Nose so sensitive.
鼻子敏锐
，head so powerful and victorious。
我们的头是那么有力，并且
so obedient, so obedient unto death, purple blood。
我们顺服至死，就像紫色血的颜色。
We have fruits, cluster of vines, and then clusters of palm trees, fruits。
我们的果子，葡萄累累下坠，棕树结满累累的果子。
Let's sing him。
我们一起。唱诗
401
401首
We have to pray for each other.
我们现在要互相彼此代祷。
We must be strong. We cannot be weak all the time.
我们必须要坚强起来。我们不能常常软弱。
Why?
为什么
？Because we have this skillful workman, Jesus Christ, to be with us.
因为我们有这位巧匠耶稣基督与我们同在。
If someone offends me, I forgive him.
如果有人冒犯了我们，我们原谅。
I love him. I love him.
我爱他。
I cannot hate him.
我不能恨他。
Otherwise, this is not twins love.
如果这样，我们就不是这个双生的爱。
We need to love God.
我们必须要爱神。
We need to love man.
我们要爱人。
Open our eyes.
我们打开我们的眼睛。
Some members are in need of help.
有信徒需要我们的帮助。
Pray for them.
我们为他们代祷。
Visit them.
我们
love them.
我们来探访他们，爱他们。
Embrace them.
Sorry. 来 embrace, 拥抱他们。
This is what God wants us to do.
这就是神要我们所做的。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
Yeah.